Last week, the CDC and FDA called for a pause in the distribution of Johnson & Johnson vaccines at least until this Friday, after six people reported rare but severe blood clots after receiving the vaccine. This pause has left many Vermonters in limbo, especially those who are experiencing homelessness and are relying on the vaccine's accessibility, VPR's Connor Cyrus reports.
A 9 a.m. phone call from the Vermont Department of Health tossed all of Richard DeAngelis' hard work out the door, at least temporarily. DeAngelis is the executive director of the Good Samaritan Haven in Barre, which provides shelter services for people experiencing homelessness in central Vermont. Good Samaritan Haven serves about 350 people. Like many shelters across the state, they shifted how they serve unhoused Vermonters to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. And as vaccines become available, DeAngelis and his team have also helped set up clinics to provide the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Last week, Good Samaritan Haven had four clinics scheduled and 200 doses ready to be given out. Then, DeAngelis got the call that J&J shots had been paused.
Well, this is very, very disappointing. And I think it has a especially significant consequence for people who are experiencing homelessness, whether it's in a motel or a shelter on the streets.
Significant for a few reasons. It's much easier to manage in terms of transportation and storage. Unlike the other two vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, J&J doesn't have to be kept in ultra-cold freezers. Because it only takes one shot, J&J is ideal for vaccinating groups of people that are living in close quarters and may not be able to come back 3 weeks later for a second jab. Vermonters experiencing homelessness can sign up for a COVID shot through the state website or pharmacies, but many shelters and community organizations have also stepped up and organized vaccine clinics targeted for this group, turning to the J&J shot to vaccinate the state's roughly 2,000 families experiencing homelessness. Todd Godden is a resident at the Hilltop Inn in Berlin. He was looking forward to getting the J&J shot at one of the Good Samaritan Haven clinics last week.
Actually, I was looking forward to it. See, my wife is in a nursing home up the street here, and she did the other one, the two-week thing where you get one, and I'd rather just get one shot and get it done and over with. Just disappointing that it was supposed to be and now it's not.
Iris Pepin, another resident at the Hilltop Inn, was planning to get the J&J shot too. She says having a vaccination clinic at the hotel would have made getting the shot that much easier.
It'd be hard to get there unless the buses are running or I have no money for taxis. So, or I could hitch a ride with somebody if they're going that certain day. But it's a lot easier with stuff that comes here to the hotel because it's not only me that has the problems with transportation.
Pepin says she's now hesitant to get any vaccine after the Johnson & Johnson news. She says she's waiting to see if her family has any adverse reactions before she considers getting a shot. This vaccine hesitancy is a concern shared by public health officials across the state. Josh Davis runs Groundworks Collaborative, a nonprofit organization in Brattleboro doing similar work as Good Samaritan Haven. He says tensions have been high since the pause.
There's quite a bit of anxiety that we've been sitting with because of a number of folks, many of whom have compromised immune systems, living under one roof. And, you know, with our staff that's been there every day, getting to the vaccine has been held up as a big victory.
Both Davis and DeAngelis say their clinics are on hold until the CDC and FDA can provide more guidance on J&J distribution. They're hoping the vaccine will be offered again so they can reschedule the clinics that were canceled last week. The Vermont Health Department says it's currently working on rescheduling those who had J&J appointments with Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. The agency says they will have to travel to those new appointments. For VPR News, I'm Connor Cyrus.